Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
All right.
Good. I guess we should talk about what we're here to talk about,
that's
right?
Fine. Yes, that's fine, if you'd like to do that. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Of course, this is based on the book from the early 90s.
Right.
That's basically what? A very genteel way of saying that men and women are different.
That's right.
They come from two different places.
But it's actually written by a doctor.
Yeah.
Dr. John Gray. And I thought this was really interesting. This is the book, the nonfiction book that sold more copies than any book so far.
So what, wasn't it for like relationship counseling or something, or to like talk about, like, I don't know, how to get along?
Yeah, it's basically a look at the differences in how men and women think and how they communicate and what they expect. And this show itself was just very, very enjoyable.
So somebody thought, let's make a musical out of this book.
There wasn't a whole lot of music.
Oh, it's not
so
a music. Okay, all right.
It was, but it's just a fast-paced, comical look at the Battle of the Sexes.
Do you remember when Woody Allen did this with the book Everything You Ever Wanted to Know About Sex But Were Afraid to Ask? And then he did the movie with the vignettes.
Yes, I remember that. But this is actually, it's different, because those vignettes were all fictitious, and this is just, I've seen this show before. I saw it in Denver, and it was a completely different show, and the way it's written, it allows the performer, director, whoever, it was directed by Mindy Cooper, and it allows them to personalize the material. Mm. So this young man, Amadeo Fusca, isn't that a beautiful Italian name? You feel like you have to go like that, Amadeo Fusca. He was very proud.
I'm fine.
He was very proud of his Italian heritage and mentioned it several times. But as I watched him, I thought, oh, wow, he is so energetic and so lively and had such fantastic comedic timing. I thought, this man should be a comedian. And then I looked and found out, as I read the profile, he actually is. A comedian, does sketch comedy and stand-up, but he also is an actor. He was in Boardwalk Empire, the last episode of that, and a soap opera, I think, As the World Turns or something like that.
Is that still on?
I don't know.
I guess
I'm
so.
I'm big on soaps.
It's the world still turning.
I might not even have the right name. It's one of those soap operas. They're all alike to me. But anyway, this show is really fun. He's so likable, and he tells stories that relate personally to him and his wife and some of their communication differences.
So, not the character, but the actor.
Actual actor.
So,
yeah, that's
okay.
What I said. When you see
so
it,
what is the script
different.
Of this, then?
I guess it's kind of a vague kind of outline that allows you to insert your personal vignettes in it.
Huh.
The way it's written, it allows for that.
So would an actor that is single be even eligible to participate in the cast of this show?
I never thought of that. I guess you could just base it on relationships
just make
you've had with,
stuff up.
With women. Yeah, relationships you've had. But I thought, well, usually women are more interested in communication skills and how to communicate. And I thought, men might not be so interested in this show. Wrong. There were several men in the audience, and they were laughing just as hard as the women were.
Well, you know, that's a little bit of a stereotype there, Lonnie.
I know.
And you know, I remember that the book back in the early 90s, that's what it was kind of criticized for, is that it really sort of pigeonholed and stereotyped these psychological traits of men and women.
But there's actually a kind of a scientific base to it, having to do with, I don't know, serotonin and pronotone, not some two hormones, because they had videos actually in certain parts of Dr. Gray himself explaining scientifically the way these hormones work differently in men and in women. And it was
so you learned something too, actually. Right.
Well, I learned it so well, I already forgot the names of those.
Oh, good job. Yeah. Have another cocktail, Judy.
Those two hormones, I forgot their names.
Well, do you think if a couple went to see this, they would come out having a better understanding of each other?
Perhaps. They would certainly not be angry with each other. That's for sure. They'd have some fun laughing at themselves and laughing at each other. For a pleasant evening filled with laughter, I think I could recommend this to men and women both.
Very fair of you.
Thank you.
Indeed.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.